So we are both hanging upside down here. It's Rick Smith and Bryant, and I think
you rightfully put that
we've got so much going on in our mind, even when we practice regularly, or initially, it always seems like the mind is playing games and tricks. And
that's correct.
We're not really able to focus. That's why I like what Albert Einstein had to say. You can't solve the problem from the same mind that created it.
No.
So, you know, the offering I have, it's not so much yoga, because sometimes even the word yoga, the people are getting turned off, but it's how to experience a new dimension of your being, this new inwardness.
Well, as you said, if thoughts come to your mind, tell them to go away. Tell them to not fill your mind right now. You need to fill your mind with your own inner thoughts and your ability to think about what you're doing and what is important in life. And the only way you can do that is clean your mind out of any of your other duties and responsibilities while you're going through these motions, so you can concentrate and you can meditate on what you're doing right now. And once you do that, once you get a hold of your mind and clean it out, then you start to appreciate what you're doing. And when you start appreciating, you start feeling that you're making progress. And when that happens, you want to do more. It's as we've been trained and taught in life, once we start with education, we want to learn more. Once we start with a problem, we want to finish it. And yoga is no different than that. You have to concentrate on it and not be thinking about what you were doing before or what you're going to be doing after. You have to release your mind to the present, to what you're doing now, and you will start to feel revitalized, and you'll start to feel more liberated, and you'll start to feel quiet and satisfied and calm in your current state. And that is going to stay with you as you continue your day. Whatever you're doing, you'll just do it better because your whole body and mind will feel better. So it takes time. It's not something you can do in one lesson or five lessons or 5 weeks. You have to start training your mind when you're going through your routine and start just making it concentrate on what you're doing, and you will feel so much better.
Yeah, I couldn't have put it better. I think I feel what you know you're saying now after almost 3.5 years of training is the essence of the practice. You made a statement of being fully present now. That's so powerful. And the statement of appreciating, I think we are sometimes having expectations and are not able to transmute our expectations into appreciation when our expectations are not met. And that's a very critical thing you pointed out. And the repetition is, I think, what all, you know, successful athletes, and even in your case, your successful business at R.A. Smith, you constantly repeat till it gets ingrained, and that it's taking time. So
exactly. And then you want more. You want to be better. And you will start seeing improvement in your physical activities as well as your mental ability to focus on your work and to focus on your family and to focus on other recreation you do. You're going to be doing it better. Because once you get your control of your mind, you can appreciate what you're doing, whatever it is, better and more successfully than if you don't have that discipline in your
Yeah, I think you have made it the key thing. The discipline is what separates, you know, someone just wanting to go to work versus someone going to work saying, I'm going to be also a CEO one day.
Yes.
Or then mom saying, I'm going to be the best mom I can ever be in my life. Not trying to compare with somebody else, but you have your own, you know, competition internally. You become not competitive on the outside, but competitive internally. It's, the fun thing is we are both hanging upside down and we are getting this beautiful insights and, you know, different perspective.
Yes.
People might not know we've been hanging upside down in a powerful headstand. So I think that's a good time to come out now.
Okay. Oh, thank you.
You can just keep your head down for a few breaths.
Oh.